Ken Hobson, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My vacation plans were simple. Decompress on the pink sands of a Bermuda beach with my wife, Sue. It was 1999. I was tired. And the last thing I wanted to do was focus on anything, not even a book. As it happened, Sue had asked some friends to recommend reading material for our trip. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was one of them. She bought a copy and tucked it in her bag. When our flight was delayed, I caved in and opened the book. I read it at the gate. I read it on the plane. When Sue begged me to accompany her to those glorious beaches, I said she'd have to wait until I finished the chapter I was riveted to. After I finished reading the whole book, I started it over again. That's me, I thought, when Robert wrote that lack of planning was the route to failure. That was my problem. I felt sure that there was another way to secure the financial future for my family, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Yet the clues were all around me. When I was a boy, my family would drive from New Jersey to Brooklyn to visit relatives. I'd see signs advertising property for lease and wonder why. Now, the answer was clear. Leasing meant money flowing into the owner of the property month after month. I thought about neighbors who owned a daycare center. Every 2 years, they leased a new car. Suddenly, I understood. The car was a business expense. So were lots of groceries. Duh, that's what they're doing, I exclaimed. Things began to click because I was ready to comprehend them. As soon as we got home, I bought other Rich Dad books, tapes, and games. I was a sponge for this new and welcomed information. When I was growing up, I never knew there was more than one way to think about money. Having lived through difficult economic times, both of my parents craved financial security. They found it by working for the state of New Jersey and the federal government for 35 years. Today, they live off pensions. One time, when I was about 9 years old, we fell very far into debt. I remember watching my father remove mail from the box and, instead of taking it inside the house, stuffed the bills down beside the car seat. With the heat shut off, my brother and I, trying to get warm, hunkered down in our sleeping bags at night. He and I knew there were problems, but they weren't discussed. Those tough times left me with the empty, defeated feeling that only a handful of ways existed to achieve financial stability. I could either A, work decades toward earning a pension, B, save money, or C, marry rich. How I could eventually teach my own children to reach this goal in other ways was never addressed. So I looked at my options and figured that the computer industry was the most potentially lucrative career path. Other than an aunt, I was the first person in my immediate family to go to college. By the time Rich Dad, Poor Dad captured my attention, I was working as a project manager and internet programmer for QVC, the hugely popular and successful internet and television shopping network. While I liked my job, and I earned a very good salary, something was missing. I believed that Sue and I were set as long as I kept working until I was 59 and a half, when I could tap into my 401k, our big investment. There was an additional $6,000 that we had sunk into the stock market. That meant 22 years to go. But I didn't want to have to work until I was almost 60. I sensed that there just had to be a better, smarter way to be financially secure. I tried to find the solution. Sue and I had both graduated with degrees in computer science from Rochester Institute of Technology. With all our combined education and experience, Sue found success selling payroll services. The answer kept evading us. That is, until I found what I was looking for. Instead of a one-way road to questionable financial security that I was supposed to follow because no other routes were open to me, I was going to chart a new course to financial freedom. The Rich Dad map showed me that opportunities flourished all around me. For 2 years, I applied the lessons I was learning. We took out the $6,000 in the stock market, plus another $10,000 from an IRA termination, to invest in real estate. Most of the properties I bought were purchased with stock profits prior to the stock market crash in mid-2000. I found that real estate is the safest investment.